Rudolf Höss was the commandant of Auschwitz, and he was an ethnic Swiss. He was born November 25th, 1901 in Handewitt, near Baden-Baden, in the very south of Germany, near Switzerland, where they speak Alemannic, as in the motherland, Switzerland, and from the buffer zone around Switzerland. Höss was an ethnic Swiss, like most of the Nazi war criminals, who therefore got a Red Cross passport from the motherland to take the Red Line to Argentina after the war. What is an ethnic Swiss? During the 30-year war, over 100,000 Swiss mercenaries of the Swiss Jesuits murdered more than 20 million Germans and their children and replaced them with Swiss from the motherland. As the ancestry from Obama and Trump from the German Palatines, where Trump's grandparents came from a town called Kallstadt. When Rudolf Höss was only 15, he fought against the Turks in Gallipoli during the First World War, got the Iron Templar's Cross, and became an officer at the age of 17. After the war, he joined Hitler and the Nationalists. In 1924, after the Swiss-financed Munich Putsch, and after Hitler was in Zurich, Switzerland, seen here, Hitler standing in Zurich in 1923, Rudolf Höss got sentenced to 10 years in prison, which destroyed the man inside out. A young war hero went in, and an old wrecked man with severe mental problems, full of hate, willing to hit someone back for it, came out. A beast was created. Out of a young war hero, a potential assassin was formed, on purpose and according plan, of course. So right after, in 1924, they made him work in some concentration camps like Dachau and Sachsenhausen, and in 1940 in Oswiecim, or Auschwitz, where his accumulated hatred from his prison time led to his idea to execute industrial mass murder by using herb poisons called Zyklon B, Zyklon B, which means a cyclone storm in German, and B standing for Plan B, to achieve the coming mass slaughter, not anymore with bullets, bayonets, burned alive or buried alive under the earth, but with a new product called Zyklon B, or Zyklon B, killing all. Whereas Plan A is also to have peoples die in mass slaughter military campaigns, which Orthodox Jews refused and still do so, ordained by their religion. So Plan B is also similar to the final solution and not the first solution. So the aristocracy couldn't send them into the trenches of the First World War, nor to the Eastern Front of the coming war. And we are a bred race, and Pharaoh uses wars to do so. Last winter, I read the book Il Comandante di Auschwitz in Italian, or in English, Hans and Rudolf, from 2013 by Thomas Harding, about how Captain Hans Alexander, a German Jew himself, arrests Rudolf Höss in 1946 during Operation Haystack, like finding the needle within, so to speak. And in the book it says that neither the author nor the Jewish captain understand why Rudolf Höss used to call his wife Hedwig Mutz, as they don't know that word because it doesn't exist in German. When reading the discussion in the book, I recognized the word immediately, because it is a Swiss-German word, which is used in Switzerland's Alemannic dialect to define a bear. So Mutz was used by the Swiss Auschwitz commandant as a cozy name or a pet name to express his tender feelings for his beloved wife Hedwig, like calling her tenderly my little bear. And in fact, an entirely other hairy situation, not to be mistaken with, as the Americans call it, to stab the beaver. So this is a proof that Swiss German was spoken in Auschwitz. And by probably more people than just that charming little Huss family living with their five lovely children in a villa next to the concentration camp. How romantic. And the commandant's children still say today that daddy was such a great father. Typical Swiss laws of silence and playing the clean, neutral, innocent card as usual. A gruesome fairy tale with monstrous clouds of darkness in the air. As the commandant's wife, Mutz Swiss bear Hedwig, admitted to her son after the war that she knew about the industrial mass slaughter around the villa. Like a big crack in the witch her mirror in this maleficent Swiss fairy tale of the Sisters of Isis and the Swiss Octagon.